阿弥陀佛。
Good morning, everyone. Welcome, everyone.
啊，我离开东初一个月哈，大概有五个礼拜，到了西岸。
I've been away from the CMC for almost a month, 5 weeks, and I was in the West Coast.
啊，到了西岸才知道说，哇，没有法师的地方，菩萨真的很辛苦。
When I was on the West Coast, I just realized, people are really, hard, difficult to, you know, approach, get the Dharma when there's no, teachers there.
所以我在想说，这次回来的时候呢，我找了讲了这个主题，寻找善知识这个主题。
That's why, when I came back, I want to talk about, seeking the good knowing advisors.
那当然这个主题大家看的中文的题目叫寻找善知识。但是英文的主题应该是华严经的入法界品。
Of course, so the Chinese title for my talk is, seeking the good knowing advisors, but the English title is the Flower Dormant Sutra Chapter 39, Entering the Dharma Realm.
那中文的这个主题的内容当然就是讲说在善财童子的寻访善知识的整个过程。
So, from the Chinese title, we can see that the whole talk was about the youth good wealth seeking good knowing advisors.
那当然英文的名字是根据经文里面的分品的命名。
So the English title, Entering the Dharma Realm, is based on, each chapter's name.
所以今天这样的主题我们就有两个主题可以谈，一个谈是善知识，另外一个主题就谈华严经的入法界品。
So that gives us two subjects to talk about today. One is a good knowing advisors. The other one is entering the Dharma realm.
好，我先请问一下菩萨，你们生命中有没有出现过善知识啊？
So I want to ask everyone, do you feel you have good knowing advisors in your life?
有吗？我要是你觉得所以出现过善知识的，请你举手我看看。
Please raise your hands if you feel you do have such good knowing advisors in your life.
好，谢谢，请放下。应该每个人都会有吧，是吗？
Yes, so, everyone should have good knowing advisors in your life, right?
我想想看，我们小的时候，不管在学校遇到什么事情，第一句话一定要回家我要问我的爸爸妈妈。
I remember, when I was young, when we were young, every time when we encounter something, we always want to say, oh, I want to go home and ask my parents.
我想大家都是同样的经验，对吗？所以父母亲那个时候就是我们的善知识。
I think everyone must share the same experience. So our parents are our good knowing advisors.
另外讲是我慢慢开始我们读书了之后，我们的师长、身边的同学，甚至大家结婚之后，你身边的同修，甚至你的同事，都会是我们的善知识。
And then when we grow up, we have our teachers as our good knowing advisors, and then your colleagues, and when you get married, your spouse, they're all good knowing advisors.
因为他们可能帮助我们解开生活当中或者生命当中一些困惑，就是工作上的一些困惑。
Because, they may help us to resolve some puzzles in our lives.
那进一步大家学佛之后，你就发现佛、佛经还有师父就是我们的善知识。
And when you start to learning Buddha Dharma, you realize the Buddha Dharma and, 师父, they are all our good knowing advisors.
甚至于生命当中遇到的每一个人，我们都称为他是真上缘，其实他就是我们的善知识。
We can even think that everyone we encounter in the life is good knowing advisor.
所以你对善知识这个名词有这么广泛的一个定义之后，你才有办法真正去看华严经的入法界品。
So when you can, give a broad definition to good knowing advisors, then you can start to read the Flower Dormant Sutra Entering the Dharma Realm.
好，那我们下一次进一步谈谈善知识到底有多重要。
Okay, now let's talk about the importance of good knowing advisors.
好，我想就用大家比较熟悉的经典齁经文我们来当例子来看一看齁。第一个我们谈到阿弥陀经，大家都很熟悉吗？
So let's illustrate by several sutras that we are familiar with. First is the Amitabha Sutra.
在《阿弥陀经》里面描述说，在西方的极乐世界里面有各种的鸟，有没有？他讲说白鹤、孔雀、鹦鹉、嘉陵、频伽、共鸣之鸟，他们为什么有这样子？重点是要宣流法音，对吗？所以他们在生活在让生活在安乐国的众生，随时随地都能够听闻佛法。所以这个时候，鸟是不是善知识啊？
So in the Amitabha Sutra, in the Western Pure Land, there were all kinds of birds, like parrots, peacocks, and etc. They are all singing there for everyone to hear the Dharma, hearing the Dharma. So they were singing, and so everyone can hear the Dharma. They are the good knowing advisors.
好，接着我们再谈一下，在净土法门里面还有另外一部经叫做《佛说无量寿经》，大家听过吗？
So there's another famous sutra called the Buddha Speaks Infinite Life Sutra.
里面谈到说，在阿弥陀佛的这个极乐世界里面，除了佛说法之外，在极乐世界当中，所有的菩萨、大菩萨们也在说法，甚至在那个地方，所有的树、所有的莲花也都在说法，所以他们都称为善知识。
So in that sutra, it mentions not only Amitabha Buddha, but all Buddhist great Bodhisattvas. They are all talking about Buddha Dharma all the time. So they can let beings who were reborn there are able to hear the Dharma. So they are good knowing of the Vedas.
好，我们另外谈一下另外一部经叫《心经》，我想大家更熟悉了吧。
And the other sutra is the Heart Sutra, I think everyone is even more familiar with.
心经开始怎么讲？他说，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，对吗？
So do you remember in the beginning of the sutra, it says, when the Bodhisattva Avalokitesvara was coursing in the deep Vajraparamita, he perceived that all five skandhas are empty,thereby transcending all sufferings.
所以就能够度一切苦厄。所以你看经文就这一句话，你就知道说，哇，原来生活当中一切都是无蕴的，这个无蕴都是空的。所以你看经典是我们的善知识。
Then when you read this line, you realize, all five skandhas are empty, thereby we can transcend all sufferings. So you see, sutra can be your good knowing advisor.
好，我再举一部另外一部经叫《地藏经》，我想大家都很熟悉哈，《地藏经》。
I want to mention another famous sutra is the Earth Store Sutra. I believe everyone is familiar with.
好，《地藏经》里面谈到说，地藏菩萨曾经是一位大长者子，他遇到一尊佛，那当真佛的名号很长，叫做狮子问讯具足庄万恨如来。那这个长者子呢，见到佛的相好庄严之后，他就问佛。说佛啊，你到底发了什么样的愿？为什么你的相好这么庄严
？So, in the Earth Store Sutra, there was a son of an elder. One day, he met a Buddha named Lion Spirit, complete in the 10,000 practices. And when he saw the Buddha, he realized the Buddha has a very good marks, 33 great marks, and he asked Buddha, what type of vow did you make so you can get such good marks?
那佛就跟他讲说，要有这么样相好的这种庄严之身的话，要发愿久远度脱一切众生。所以这个长者子就发愿，他说我今尽未来际之后，未来劫要让最苦的六道众生我要广设方便，让他们能够解脱，然后我才能够成，我再成佛道。所以这个长者子就是地藏菩萨。
And the Buddha said, well, if you want to have such great physical characteristics, you have to make vow to help deliver all suffering sentient beings. So the son of an elder made such vow, and he said, he vowed, from now on to unlimitless times, I want to set up all kinds of means to deliver suffering sentient beings in all realms. Then I will become Buddha. This
长者子就是地藏菩萨的亲子。
And this sum of elder is the earth door bodhisattva.
所以这个在这段经文里面，我们就可以谈到说，知道说，其实佛就是善知识，对吧？是佛让他发了愿，哎，所以到现在的时候，地藏菩萨还在成就他这个一个大愿。
So from this we know that the Buddha was a good knowing advisor, and until this day, the earth door bodhisattva is still carrying out his vows.
好，甚至我们最近在教孝月，我们在农历的时候，七月我们称为教孝月，大家都会，我们都会送地藏经，对吧？好，地藏经，地藏经里面为什么我们会在这样的时间会送地藏经？因为地藏经当中至少有三个事情讲到孝顺的孝。第一个是释迦牟尼佛到刀立天为母说法，是吗？这是一个孝顺的行。
Okay, so in Chinese calendar, July in Chinese calendar, July is the month we call it the filial month. So in July, we will recite the Earth Door Sutra every now and often, because in the sutra it mentioned three times about being filial. The first is the Shakyamuni Buddha went to the Dali heaven to expound Buddha Dharma to his mother.
另外是一段讲到说，地藏菩萨曾经是一位婆罗门女叫光目女。光目女呢，她的母亲生前的时候喜欢吃鱼、鳖。而且多吃那个籽，所以母亲往生之后堕在恶趣。
The second reason is the Earth Door Bodhisattva in his many lifetimes ago used to be a woman called Guangmu, because her mother liked to eat fishes and the seeds of fishes, so her mother descended into the hell realm.
那这个光目女为了要救度她的母亲，所以她在佛前就发大愿说，日后过百千万亿劫，所有地狱的所有十二三恶道的罪苦众生，我誓愿救拔。所以当然她的母亲就被超度了。
So in order to help her mother, she made a great vow that, from now on, near eons of times, I will.Help to deliver all suffering sentient beings in the hell realm, in the three evil realms.
好，另外是有一位婆罗门女呢，她就是她在母亲，她的母亲呢也是在生前做了非常多的恶事，然后这个婆罗门女呢，为了救拔她的母亲呢，就变卖家宅，然后修供养，广修供养，供养佛。那尊佛就是觉华定自在王佛，我想大家可能熟悉。那主要是去兼贪，他的这个供养心让他母亲超度之外，同时让地狱的无间罪人同日都能够解脱苦难。
So there's the last example in the Earth Door Sutra was there's a woman in order to help her mother who was also did a lot of evil deeds and was descending to the hell. She sold all her houses and make offerings to the Buddha named Enlightenment, Flower, Samadhi, Self-Sufficient King, Thus Come One. Because of her generosity, because of her heart, her mother and all people in that realm were got delivered and was escaped from the suffering.
所以基于上面我们这样列出来三条，所以我们就认为说地藏经是孝经，所以我们在教孝月的时候会送地藏经，对吗？我们是要希望什么？希望当然希望我们的先王都能够超度啊，对吧？所以是经典就是我们的善知识。
That's based on the three examples in the sutra. That's why we in the filial months we recite the Earth Door Sutra, and from this we can see the sutra itself is a good knowing advisor.
甚至于在地藏菩萨在经典里面出现了四个次的地藏菩萨的这些前身，也都是我们善，都是我们的善知识。
And even all these great women set up examples in the Earth Door Sutra, they are all our good knowing advisors.
好，我们再提一部经叫《金刚经》，我想大家也很熟悉，对吧？《金刚经》有一段话非常的，有一个四句偈非常大家回常听到的：一切有为法，如梦幻泡影，如入亦如电，应作如是观。
I also want to mention the Diamond Sutra. I believe everyone is familiar with. In that sutra, there's a famous quote says, "All conditioned dharmas are like dreams, illusions, bubbles, shadows, like dew drops and the lightning flash. Contemplate them thus."
因为般若经，因为《金刚经》讲空性，所以我们说《金刚经》是属于般若经嘛，哈。那我们就知道说，一切什么叫有为法？你看到的一切现象都是空相，所以你读了《金刚》，你就知道说，一切都不要执着，这一切万象都是空相。
Because the Dharma Sutra talks about emptiness, that's why we said it's a sutra about great wisdom. When you read the sutra, you read this line, and it says all phenomena are empty, and you realize you don't need to attach to anything.
我想这个是一个很好的善知识吧？对，好。
So you see, this is the sutra is a good knowing advisor.
还有前两天我们开始讲水陆法会的时候，我们大家都希望去梁皇坛，对吗？唱一部《梁皇宝忏》，对不对？
So when we are conducting the sea and the land,
水陆法会，Waterland,
Waterland ceremonies, we all like to go to the 梁皇。
没关系，
梁皇后 maybe
好，重点除了梁皇宝忏里头那个经文啊佛号啊唱起来非常的殊胜之外，诶，其实重点是什么？这里我们知道说，当初呢这个梁皇宝忏在描述什么？描述这个梁武帝为了他的皇后痴氏皇后，对不对？他请了高僧大德帮他写了一部分这样的忏法，十卷的忏法，重点为了超度这个痴氏。
So, we all like to go to the Liang Huang Hall because it recited that sutra. The sutra was beautiful. Other than that, it was also because the story behind the sutra. We all know it's about, Emperor Liang and about his queen who did a lot of stuff and, the Emperor Liang want to do the repentance on behalf of her.
因为这个痴氏皇后生前个性非常的惨毒。他一生气就大概我想应该是摔东西摔坏，就是损物害人齁这样子。所以他死后就剁成蟒身，大蟒身。所以还好信赖在当下的那个高僧，我想是梁那个宝智禅师齁，带了一群出家众就撰写了这个十卷的经文。而且这个皇帝梁武帝只是亲自去拜忏。所以让这个皇后纵使已经堕落到蟒身，他还可以超度升天成天道。
So this queen was very, was easy to get angry and also hurt others and hurt stuff. So after she died, she became a snake. And luckily, the Emperor Liang had a lot of, good masters, great masters, wrote the 10 scrolls of the repentance. And the Emperor himself prostrated and repented on behalf of the queen so the queen can escaped from the snake body and ascended to the heaven.
所以你看我在描述这个梁皇宝忏这当中，其实每一位都是我们的善知识，对吗？是的。
So in this story, we can see the emperor is also a good knowing advisor.
所以圣元师父说过一句话，大家不要记得。圣元师父说，救苦救难的是菩萨，受苦受难的是大菩萨。
So our 师父 once said, People who help delivering sentient beings are bodhisattvas, but the people who are there suffering all kinds of hardships are great bodhisattvas.
是，所以这是不是就来跟我们讲说，身边所有的人都是我们的善知识，可是我们都看不到。
So Shi Fu meant to tell us that people around us are all our good knowing advisors, even though we don't realize it.
你会想说，法师，你讲话现在还没讲到这个《华严经》的入法界品。
So some people may wonder that, even now we still haven't talked about the entering Dharma realm yet.
我要讲一句话， 入法界品，法界有进跟出吗？
So I want to ask you, the subject is entering a Dharma realm, but is it Dharma realm can be entered or left?
法界品有进出吗？没有，是。所以其实我们就在法界当中，对吗？对。所以生活当中的一切都是法界的现象。就为什么要有入法界品？其实是希望我们跟一切众生合合成一。
So that's right. There's no entering or exiting the Dharma realm. Everything, every time, anywhere, we are in the Dharma realm. So why do we say entering the Dharma realm? Because we want us to be in a complete unity with the rest.
所以要跟菩萨先说，我修到十二点半，假如都没有讲到经文，我是不是在讲入法界品啊？我是不是在讲甚至是啊？
So even when this talk ends, I still haven't touched about the main subject of entering Dharma realm. Am I talking about this sutra? Yes.
是吗？哈，是。OK， 所以你们要有心理准备，法师在谈到什么东西，其实我们都在法界当中，对吗？我们都在法界当中。是的，我们生病当中有这么多善知识，只是我们没有办法看到。那我今天为什么要讲《华严经》入法界品？其实《华严经》入法界品这个善财童子的五十三参，他参的对象非常的广泛，你才知道说原来我们太执着说必须要有多少的知识才是善知识。不是的，生活当中每一位都是我们的善知识。
So, just like what I said, we are always in the Dharma realm.So why I want to talk about the youth goodwills visiting 53 good knowing advisors? Because I want to show you that there's a broad range of good knowing advisors in this story. And good knowing advisors are everywhere, anytime around us.
好，我想上学期我们讲过《法华经》，菩萨们都听到《法华经》了吗？《法华经》里面谈到更多的善知识。
So last time we talked about the Lotus Sutra, and if you remember, there's even more good knowing advisors in the Lotus Sutra.
在这个化成一品当中有一段的记诵，我把它翻成比较白话讲说，他说因为没有佛的教化，众生听不到法的音，而且不辨是非，造诸恶业，没有人引导他们在黑暗中摸索，所以众生在三个道的人的数目会越来越多，但是在善道中，他谈到在天道中人数越来越少。所以佛一旦出现一世，佛就是所谓的众生之眼，眼睛的眼，他谈叫做佛就是善知识。
So in chapter 7 of the Lotus Sutra, it says, because of lack of Buddha's teachings,sentient beings cannot hear the Dharma and cannot tell the right from wrong, so they create many bad karmas, and because no one was there to guide them, they were lost in the dark, and more beings were descending into the realms of the hell, hungry ghosts and animals. And now that the Buddha was born, the Buddha now appeared in the world to be the eyes of the sentient beings.Then he will be the refuge of the world, and we will seek to protect all. And then, the beings will ascend to the heavens, will become more and more.
好，所以这个地方就可以知道说，佛就是善知识，称为众生之眼嘛，哈，众生之眼睛的眼，众生之眼。
Now we understand the Buddha is a good knowing advisor because he appeared to be the eyes of the sentient beings.
好，另外听到一位叫提婆达多，我想大家很熟悉。提婆达多在累生累劫的时候是障碍佛，对不对？我们讲说他是障碍佛，是逆增善缘。好，我们来看看他的本身故事。
Another story is about Devadatta, and we all know from the Shikhamoni Buddha story that he was there trying to obstruct the Buddha.
世尊回忆说，他有一世是一位大国王，那时候他希望有。能够有听闻佛法的因缘，他就到处去宣告说我希望能够听到佛法。这个时候呢，有一位仙人啊，叫阿斯仙，这个仙人就讲说，他说我有大法，你来跟着我，你来侍奉我，我就把佛法告诉你。
So the Shikhamoni Buddha told the story. said he recalled that many eons lifetime ago, he was a king of a big country. And he was not attached to any desires. He wanted to pursue the great vehicles. So, at that time, the Devadatta was a god with immeasurable lifetimes, and he came to the king and said, "I have the supreme and the wondrous Dharma, and if you can be the servant of mine, I will teach you this Dharma."
所以这个国王呢, 他就把王位舍掉之后, 去修行的, 跟着这, 侍奉这个阿斯仙, 然后后来阿斯仙当然就是把佛法告诉他之后, 那他也因为这样的过程, 所以现在我们知道佛成佛了嘛, 所以佛就讲说, 这个阿斯, 这个仙人, 就是我的善知识, 我因为听闻佛法, 而能够成佛度众生。
So the king gave up the throne and went to be the servant of that god, tried to learn the Buddha Dharma. And now we know that that king was a historical Shakyamuni Buddha, and the god was Devadatta, who was a good knowing advisor to the Buddha.
好，另外我们再谈一个，可能大家应该很熟悉，就是在《法华经》里面有叫《妙庄严王本事品》。 这边谈到还有两个孩子叫药王药上菩萨。
I want to mention another chapter in the Lotus Sutra. It talks about the king Shabahayuna Yuha.
好，那就讲说这个王呢，他本身是婆罗门，婆罗门就是我们称为是外道嘛，哈。然后这两个孩子，他希望能够去听闻佛说法。 那当然这个时候母亲就跟他讲说，你要去帮助你的父亲，你父亲是外道，要让他们有因闻听闻佛法。所以这两个药王药上菩萨就四神通，四神通嘛，我想描述很多神通嘛，身上出水，身下出火，身上出水。然后呢，这个妙庄严王看到他的孩子四神通之后，就问他说，你的老师是谁？他说我的老师是佛。他就说哇，好，他就跟着他们两个孩子去听闻佛法的。
So in that story, the king had two sons who followed the Buddha, and their father was outpath, follows outpath, and their mother said, "Well, you should try to help your father try to get to the right path." And so the two sons used all kinds of supernatural abilities to show their father, for example, water can came out of their body. Things like that, some miracles. So their father, the king, was amazed and asked who their teacher was. And they said, our teacher is a Buddha.
So, 我讲到这边，正好这个妙庄严王后来跟佛的讲的话，刚好就可以把我们讲善知识这样做一个很好的结论。他说善知识，他说这两个孩子是我的善知识。然后呢，善知识呢， 让我能够发起数世的善根，来饶益我，生在我的家里面。So
so later the king also converted to Buddhism and also followed the Buddha, and he talked to Buddha, said, "My two sons are my good knowing advisors because they planted the roots of good merits and were born in my family."
所以那时候佛就跟他讲说。 是的，是的，他说善男子善女人，因为你种善根，世世才有办法得到善知识。善知识能够做佛事，能够教你释教利息，然后让我们能够进入佛道，令入阿耨多罗三藐三菩提。And
the Buddha responded, said, "Yes, it is exactly as you have said. If the sons and daughters of virtuous family make good friends throughout many lives." After having planted roots of good merits, those good friends will perform the Buddha's work, illuminating, teaching, benefiting, and gladdening them, and will cause them to enter highest and complete enlightenment.
好，我讲了前面这么长的一个引出的大选之后，我要结个结论，就是说，是的，在学佛的路上，除了我们自己身具善根之外，善知识非常的重要，能够。 引导我们听闻佛法，然后呢，让我们能够有见性成佛。所以想说，佛说见缘起即见法，见法即见佛。
So after I talked so much and give you so many examples, what I want to say is, in our path of practicing, our path of practicing Buddha Dharma, other than our good roots, we also need all kinds of good knowing and advisors in our lives to help us hear the Dharma and see our true nature.
好，接着我要开始讲为什么我要来讲这个华严经哈。因为华严经我自己曾经也有因缘稍微读了一下，但是完全看不懂。然后呢，我想因为也上，因为上学期我们讲了法华经之后，慢慢自己再去读，就动一个念头说，我希望再有因缘再去看华严经。那尤其是华严经讲到他的法入法界品，主要在描述善财童子的五十善财。那我们的翻译释明菩萨有在跟法师说，法师，那个里面你可能讲里面非常多神通哎。华严经里面很多神通耶，他的神通怎么讲啊？我就想说，好，没关系，我们好好把它讲成我们能够 realize， 我们能够了解的方式来谈华严经。
So now I want to talk about why I want to pick this sutra, Flower Dormant Sutra, to talk to everyone. So I used to read this sutra twice, but I couldn't really understand.And last semester, we all studied together the Lotus Sutra. And after that, I had a thought that maybe I should revisit the Flower Dormant Sutra and see if I can discuss with everyone. Because the subject is about the entering the Dharma realm. It's all about the youth goodwills visiting 33 good knowing devices. My translator was worried that the sutra itself might be too theoretical or because it's full of supernatural powers, abilities, it might not connect with our real life so well. But I think I think it's okay because we'll try our best to interpret in a way that can be useful to our daily lives.
Okay, 好，大家都知道说世尊释迦牟尼佛在菩提树下成道之后，他说法有五十嘛，哈，第一十就是华严十嘛，哈，他就是先说这是华严经，他说的善气二十一天。
So we all know the Shikamoni Buddha when he attained the way, when he saw the nature under the Bodhi tree, he became the Buddha. And the first sutra he talked was the Flower Dormant Sutra, and he talked 21 days in total. He talked for 21 days.
对，佛在说华严经的时候呢，他不是以这个应身佛的，不是我们那个化身佛，我们看到这个，他是以法身佛，就是现这个毗卢遮那佛的佛像来说华严经。
So when Buddha talked about the sutra, he didn't talk using the manifestation body.Instead, he used the true body, the Dharma body, to talk about the sutra.
纵使那个法会上了，有非常的大菩，很多大菩萨啊，天龙八部在当场，可是只有法身大士看得到佛身，听得懂佛说法。其他的，甚至于佛经描述说，那个声闻缘觉就像聋子瞎子一样，看不到佛，听不到佛说法。
So when Buddha was talking this sutra, only people who can have utilized the true Dharma body can hear and see Buddha. Other people, even they are also practitioners, they cannot see the Buddha or hear the Buddha.
所以我希望我今天讲的时候你们不要听不懂。
So I hope everyone can understand when I talk about this.
Okay, 好，我们谈说在华严经里面呢，佛在七个地方，好，七个地方有九次机会来说华严经。
So in the sutra it mentions that the Buddha attended the 9 assemblies in 7 places to talk about this sutra.
那这个经主要讲什么？讲那个圆顿法门。圆顿法门就是说一真法界的圆顿法门。
So this sutra is about the complete and sudden Dharma dawn.
那他因为这部经实在是太殊胜了， 所以明末的有一位高僧叫做憨山大师，我想大家曾听过，他讲说不读华严不知佛家的富贵。
So because this sutra is really special and supreme, Master Hanshen in Ming Dynasty used to say, if you don't read the Flower Dormant Sutra, you won't know how wealthy the Buddhism is.
那我们刚刚讲说这个华严经呢分成七个地方九会，但实际上整部华严经讲了我们叫五洲的讲因果，它谈到因果。
So in the sutra, from the beginning to the end, it always talks about the causes and effects.
好，那我们稍微看一下华严经其实有三种，一种是四十华严、六十华严跟八十华严。
So, actually, there are three kinds of Flower Dormant Sutra. First is the 40 volumes of scrolls of sutras. The second one is 60 volumes. And the last one is 80 volumes.
这三种的华严经全部都有入法界品。所以法界品其实非常的重要，都被翻译出来了。
Oh, all these three different versions, they all have the entering the Dharma realm.
那我们当时稍微看一下哈，就是入法界品之前的哈，大部分应该讲说他在讲什么，讲一个顿悟的法门，就是他在讲那个理论顿悟的那样的法门。可是五十三参就是开始讲入法界品，五十三参这边讲说怎么样去行怎么样去行这个所谓的顿悟的这样应该说渐修这个顿悟的法门。
So before the chapter of entering the Dharma realm, the sutra.All talks about the sudden enlightenment Dharma method. But the entering Dharma realm, that chapter talks about how to put those theories into practice. It's like gradually realize all the theories that I mentioned before.
大家甚至知道说入法界品之后其实有多了一品叫什么，就是普贤菩萨行愿品，对吧？普贤菩萨行愿品更是谈到这个 practice, 这个行的重要。甚至他告诉我们怎么样提倡念佛法门导归极乐。
So we all know after this chapter of entering the Dharma realm, the last chapter is universal conduct and vows. It's even more important, which tells us how to practice all this series, how to really make it into our real life.
所以我们可以这样形容，就是说入法界品之前是称为百川，百条河川。可是入法界品叫做汇入大海。
So we can make this analogy that before the chapter of entering the Dharma realm, it's all like hundreds of little rivers that try to get into the same place. And when you get to the entering the Dharma realm chapter, it's like all the rivers coming together and makes a great sea.
好，那这里面我谈到两位很重要的菩萨，一位是文殊师利菩萨。一位就是普贤菩萨。
So, I need to mention two great, important great bodhisattvas in this chapter. First is a Manjushri bodhisattva, and second is Universal Content Vows bodhisattva.
这个善财童子的五十三参开始就起源于文殊师利菩萨的引导，开始参访到最后的时候，参访到普贤菩萨。
So in the beginning, the beginning of the story was the Manjushri Bodhisattva led the youth goodwills to visit different good knowing advisors. And the story ends at the last good knowing advisor was the Bodhisattva of Universal Conduct and Vows.
所以大家要先知道就是说这个善财童子的五十三参位这个善知识其上都是法身大士示现成平常的人。然后呢，他着重在这个善知识当中，生命当中的这个什么生命智慧的展现。
So we know that all the stories, all the great good knowing advisors, they're just great bodhisattvas manifestation bodies, and they try to show us how to practice in daily life.
好，那我现在开始来讲这个入法界品。刚开始的时候，那释迦牟尼佛他就是在这个几孤独园哈，在这边开始说法。那当然当场现场有非常多的大菩萨啊文殊师利菩萨等等等等。佛说完法之后呢就跟大家讲说你们应该去弘扬佛法。 所以文殊师利菩萨就走出来了。
So now we started talking about the sutra itself. So in the beginning, the Shakyamuni Buddha was teaching at the kingdom of the Shavasati in the Jita Grove and in the gardens of benefactor of orphans and the solitary inside a great towering pavilion. When he finished talking about the sutra, he said that all great bodhisattvas should go and practice and help deliver sentient beings.
为什么佛要让这些大菩萨们出来说法？为什么？因为当时甚至在佛在说这个的时候，当场那些大声闻众，比如像舍利佛啊、大目犍连啊、摩诃迦叶等等这些我们常说世尊周边的这些十大弟子们，其实也看不到那个佛示现一个神力，看不到，所以根本没有办法知道佛的那个不思议的境界。为什么会是这个样子的？
So even when the Buddha was talking this sutra, even his great followers, like 10 disciples, because they follow the small vehicles, they actually can't really hear and see the Buddha.
好，为什么这样？佛就讲了，因为他们往昔的时候不修见看到佛的法门。
And why is that? Because they don't practice the Dharma that can see the Buddha.
然后呢，他们也不修赞叹十方世界一切佛刹的清净庄严这样的法门。
And also they don't practice another type of method is the praise that the magnificence of the Buddha lands.
然后呢，他们也不赞叹佛示现种种神变。
And they don't praise that, they also don't praise that Buddha's
super power.
They also don't praise the Buddha's supernatural abilities.
甚至于他们不发在累生累劫当中怎么样能够发阿耨多罗三藐三菩提心。
And they don't practice how to make vows and, give a rise to 阿耨多罗三藐三菩提。
甚至于他们不发怎么样让别人能够发菩提心。
And they don't practice how to let others giving rise to great body mind.
所以你现在知道我提到这几个东西，佛这样讲就知道说，要是我们在修行当中我们都不发这样的愿，纵使有因缘听到佛法也听不懂，更不要说你有什么善根去听到东西，不可能的。
So now we understand, even though you practice Buddha Dharma, even you have a chance to listen to the Dharma, if you don't make the above vows, you won't be able to understand the Dharma.
那这些愿呢，全部基本上大部分都是这普贤菩萨的行愿。可是一般二圣圣人他们是不修这个法门的。
And all these vows we know are the vows of the Bodhisattva Universal Contact vows, but the small vehicles practitioners don't make those vows. That's why they can't understand.
所以世尊在几故的缘示现神通在说法的时候，这些二圣声闻全部听不懂。
That's why when the Buddha was talking the sutra in the Jivada Garden and using all his supernatural, showing his supernatural powers, all the followers of the small vehicles can't see and can't understand.
因为他们只是安住在他们这个什么声闻道啊，满足这个声闻行啊，安住这个声闻果这样子而已。
Because they were content with their all small vehicles fruitations.
所以听到这边菩萨们，我们有没有一点警觉性？
So when you hear this, do you feel Do you feel it gives you something that should be alert?
对啊，我们常常讲在佛门念绝对不能悭贪，你们听过这两个字吗？不能悭贪。悭贪并不是说你舍不得金钱的供养，不是的，你舍不得分享佛法，舍不得有好的东西跟大家分享，让众生都有因缘听到佛法能够离苦得乐的话，就会有像这样的结果。
So this tells us that we can be to, we have to give, we have to share what we have, what we consider is good.
尤其是在佛法上呢。
Especially in terms of Buddha Dharma, not just about money.
好，所以这样之后，佛就跟大菩萨说完法之后，这大菩萨就开始出来了哈。那文殊师利菩萨就往南走，就往南走，经过人间，到了浮尘。
Okay. So after the Buddha finished talking the sutra, all the great bodhisattvas left, and the Manjushri Buddha walked towards south until he reached the city.
浮尘。
浮 city?
浮尘。好，在浮尘里面，他当然看到很多人了、啊，看到很多很多优婆塞、优婆夷，他看到500个童子，当中有一个童子就是谁？就是善财。
So when Manjushri Bodhisattva arrived at the city, he saw a lot of people, and among them there were 500 youth, and one of them is a good wealth youth.
好，那我们来谈谈这个善财童子，他为什么这么有名？哈，善财童子。我们来看一下他的出生的时候，这个OK， 你先翻好了。
Now let's talk about the good youth wealth. Why it is so famous?
当文殊师利菩萨他就往南走，然后在浮尘他开始说法的时候，那这个善财童子在下面听法，他就观察这个善财童子，为什么他的名字叫善财两个字？善是善良的善，哈、哦，财是财产的财，善财童子。
So when the Manjushri Bodhisattva was preaching the Dharma, the good youth wealth was among them. And why he got his name? Good means the good natured. Wealth means wealth, you know, money, all kinds of good things.
他就发现说，这个善财童子当初在入胎，就是进到母胎的时候呢，他们家里面呢，就七宝的楼阁自然就产生出来了。而且他们家呢，那个财上金、银、琉璃、珍珠、砗磲、玛瑙等等等等，有那个牙，那个 bud 的牙，自己自然长出来，很有趣。然后就是整个地上全部就有这个牙长出来，非常的殊胜。
So when Manjushri Bodhisattva saw good youth wealth, he contemplated good wealth and the causes and conditions by which he came to have this name. He perceived that when this youth had entered the womb, within his household, there spontaneously of the seven jewels beneath that towering pavilion were seven hidden treasuries. Right above the treasuries, the ground break open by itself and seven jewels burst forth. They were gold, silver, lapis, lazuli, crystal, true pearls, mother of pearls, and carnelian. The youth good wells dwelt in the womb for the 10 months and was born. His build and body limbs and joints were upright and full.
好，他讲的比较快哈，就说这个他怀胎的时候，妈妈就他们家里就有这个状况。他出生十个月出生之后呢，当然他相好庄严。可是他们家里这个七宝啊全部长出来，有多高呢？什么七个肘臂这么高，就发现说他们这个财，家里的财自然长出来，所以称为善财童子。
So all the treasuries were broad and extensive, was brought forth spontaneously when the good youth was born. That's why he got his name.
然后文殊菩萨再看一下，哇，他说这个善财童子过去曾经供养过非常多的佛，而且善根深厚，常常亲近善知识，所以他的善业，身口意善业是清净，没有过失，所以才知道说为什么这个名字这么殊胜。
Then the Manjushri Bodhisattva perceived this youth again andHe noticed that this youth made great offerings to Buddhas of the past, and he deeply planted good roots. And his body, mouth, and mind were all pure and clean.
好，那这个善财童子听完这个文殊师利菩萨开示之后呢，就跑去前面就问了。他说呢， 我听到这些所有的法之后呢，我希望能够求阿耨多罗三藐三菩提。就他接着问了一大堆的问题，我把这个问题稍微念一下，一串的问题。他说，菩萨应该怎么样修，应该怎么样学菩萨心，怎么样修菩萨心，怎么样能够进入菩萨心，怎么样能够行菩萨心，怎么样能够亲近菩萨心，然后怎么样成就菩萨心，怎么随顺菩萨心，怎么意念菩萨心，怎么增广菩萨心，甚至于怎么样能够很快的能够成就普贤菩萨心愿。
So the youth good wealth heard the Dharma preached by the Manjushri Bodhisattva. He came forward and asked, how can I practice this Dharma so I can achieve the Anuttara Sammasambodhi quickly, and so I can practice the Bodhisattva way. How can I practice Bodhisattva way? How can I eventually reach the universal vows and the conduct?
好，那这个文殊菩萨就跟他说了，他说啊，你能够发，他说能够发阿耨多罗三藐三菩提心已经非常难了，但是呢，假设你真的想去发心之外，然后认真真的去修行，这是难中更难。
So Manjushri Bodhisattva said,Well, it's already very difficult that people can give a rise to the great Bodhi mind, and now you want to practice, and it's even more difficult.
好，然后文殊菩萨就接着讲，他说你要成就这一些的，你想到这样成就所谓的一切种子，就是成佛的这个方法，一定要去寻求善知识。他说，善男子，我告诉你哦，你去求善知识的时候，勿生疲厌，不要觉得疲劳。见善知识的时候，勿生怨阻，不要觉得够了。他说：“你要随顺善知识的教诲，这样看到善知识善巧方便教导的时候，你不要看到他的过失。”
So, the Manjushri Bodhisattva said, "So if you want to learn how to practice the great Bodhisattva, you want to gain the way to the great Bodhisattva, you have to visit great."Good knowing advisors. So when you try to seek the good knowing advisors, you should not feel too tired. And when you see the good knowing advisors, do not see their faults. And when you start to learn from them, don't feel that you have enough.
所以你看哦，这里面文殊菩萨交代这几句话。第一个就是说，你当然很发心要学善财，你学。善知识，但是见到善知识的时候，不要觉得疲倦，认真去听闻，而且不要觉得够了。另外就是不要看到善知识的缺点。
So the three important things when you visit the good knowing advisors are first, when you seek them, don't feel too tired, and when you see them, don't see their faults, and when you learn from them, don't feel that you're tired of them, you had enough.
所以我们就可以看到这几句话，你可以反观自己，我们在一生当中有没有什么事想说，哈，你说的那个我都懂了，你不要再说了。我们有常常这样子吗？我想我们每个人都有。
So now we can reflect ourselves. Do we have such moment when we feel like we understand everything and we don't want to be lectured anymore?
你就说你也不怎么样啊，我看你怎么，对不对
？And we will feel like.I don't think highly of you either. Why are you lecturing me?
是吗？哈，是。所以这边我就是立不上的这几句交代的话，我觉得很好，是一个很好的修行方法。
So I feel, what Manjushri Bodhisattva taught here is very important because it's a good method of practice.
好，那这时候就往下了。这个文殊菩萨就跟他讲说，好，开始要参访了，好，好，那下面呢，我要几个跟大家稍微注意一下，我们在听下面的几个参访的善知识的时候，你要出现的这样几个问题。第一个问题是，第一个，文殊师利菩萨为什么要让 Tiger 去参访所谓的德云比丘？第二个是说，为什么这个善知识会让他介绍去参访下面一次善知识？这样大家听懂吗？听懂意思吗？就是说，现在开始。文殊师利菩萨让善财童子开始去参访善知识了。那第一位，为什么文殊师利菩萨要让他去参访第一位善知识？他的名字叫德云，道德的德，天上的云，德云比丘。第二个问题是， 为什么这个参访一个善知识结束之后，善知识会介绍他去参访另外一位善知识？大家懂我的意思吗 ？OK.
So now we begin to visit, you know, each good note advisors. And before that, I want to ask you contemplate on two questions. First, why the Manjushri Bodhisattva asked the good youth, what good youth wells to visit the first good knowing advisor whose name is Cloud of Virtue. And when then, the Cloud of Virtue will ask the youth good wells to visit other good knowing advisors.
好，我想大家知道我的逻辑吗？这样懂了哈。好，那第一位，这个文殊师利菩萨就跟他讲说，好，你往南走。南方的地方呢，有一个山，它的名字叫妙峰，就是妙峰山，高高的山。那里面呢有一位比丘，他的名字叫德云。他说你去参访他，你可以问他说，菩萨怎么样能够学菩萨行？菩萨怎么样修菩萨行？怎么样来能够很快的得到普贤菩萨的圆满？这就是当初善财童子提出来的问题。对。
Okay, so the Manjushri Bodhisattva told the youth good wells to go south and says, south of here is a kingdom called Supreme Bliss. Within that kingdom is a mountain called the Wonderful Summit. And on that mountain, there's a bhikshu named Cloud of Virtue. And go to where he is and ask him how a bodhisattva studies a bodhisattva conduct, how a bodhisattva cultivates a bodhisattva conduct.And up to and including how a bodhisattva can swiftly perfect the conducts of universal worthy.
好，我们来描述一下那个状态哈。那在这个那当个上海同学很欢喜啊，就因为他要开始寻找善知识了嘛哈，就开始走走走，哇，往南走。这个善知识在妙峰山上，这个其实是妙高峰啊，是个非常高的峰。他就走得很急很急很急很急，一直往上，一直攀攀攀攀到很高的地方。在这边呢，东看西看，四围上他都看看，就找不到这个德云比丘。
So now, the youth good wells is on his way, and he went towards south of the kingdom Supreme Bliss. And because the mountain he ascended was named Summit Mountain, so it's a very high mountain. So he climbed,And didn't see the picture.
他好急，走了急啊！那在那边走，找找去，找了七天之夜，看不到这个德云比丘。
So he sought here and there for 7 days, and he didn't see the picture cloud of virtue.
所以他想说，好吧，那我就慢慢的惊醒好了，就一步一步一步在那边惊醒的时候，就不执着在那个高峰上去。去找德云比丘，他在这边慢慢慢慢走。他突然发现说：“哇，为什么文殊师利菩萨要让我来参访这个妙高山上的这一问善知识
？”Then, because before he was seeking anxiously, then he finally realized he shouldn't do that, and he gave up, and he just taking a stroll leisurely. And then he was thinking, why the Manjushri Bodhisattva asked me to.Seek this good knowing advisor on the top of mountain.
我觉得这个地方就是很精彩哈。所以他突然发现，哇，心打开之后，发现山顶上也一无所得。他所以体会到无所住，在那个状况下，他就看到德云比丘出现了。
Because before all his goal was just reach to the top, but when he reached to the top anxiously, he didn't see anyone, and then he gave up. He was like.Well, I should just not attach to anything, not even attach to the goal of reaching to the top. Then at that moment, when his heart was open, he saw the bhikshu cloud of virtue.
这德云比丘在另外一个山峰上啊，他就发现他在那个地方，可能他本来就在那个地方，只是因为心太急看不到了哈。他突然发现，德云比丘在那个山峰上，他就很高兴走过去之后，绕了山楂，就开始问很他刚刚当初那个三个问题，就开始问了。
Then, when he was relaxed, he suddenly saw that the bhikshu cloud of virtue was on the other summit of the mountain. Then he went up to see him, and circumambulated him three times to the right and then stopped before him and asked the questions that he asked before.
当然我们可以知道说德云比丘当然给他很好的 answer, 哈。可是你会知道说为什么文殊师利不是要去采访德云比丘了吗？
Of course, the Bhikshu, Cloud of Virtue, will give the good youth wells very good answers, very good teachings. But do you see why Manjushri Bodhisattva asked the youth good wells to visit this good knowing advisor on the top of mountain?
你们真的知道吗？
Do you know why?
知道吗？是啊，我们越去执着，越要不到。是，我想我们可以从这个地方稍微描述一下。其实修行就是这样，修行重视的是个过程，过程哈。我可能可以跟大家讲说，哎，摄影师傅谈过，他举一个很好的例子，他讲说，煮饭是从开始洗米，就算煮饭的过程，到最后的饭煮完，这个过程通通叫做煮饭。
Because the more you want to attain it, the more you want to get it, the unlikely you will get it. And Shifu used to say the practice is just like the same way. The more anxious you are, the less productive you will become. And it's just like cooking a meal. The process is even more important than the goal. So, when you cook a meal, it's just the cooking the meal literally starts when you wash the rice.
我想要举一下小时候齁，我们第一次要去远足的时候，甚至你现在说我要去旅行的时候，什么时候开始远足，什么时候开始旅行，一旦动念头的时候，我要参加的时候，不就开始了吗？对吗？
So, give you another example. When you were a child, you want to go on a trip, and when does the trip started? Actually, it started when you had the thought that I want to go on a trip.
你就开始冬天说，我要带什么衣服，我的太阳眼镜要不要带，我要穿什么衣服，要不要戴帽子，要带什么，你看，那个过程，一直到你整个去走完回来的时候，还会延长一段时间，对吗？其实这个整个都是在旅行的过程。
Because the entire process started when you had the thought that I want to go on a trip, then you start thinking, what things do I need to bring? Do I need to wear sunglasses? Do I need to bring water bottle? Etc, etc, etc. And all these are actually part of the process, part of the going on a trip. And until you actually went on the trip and came back, and there's still aftermath afterwards, and just for a little bit. The whole process all caught the part of the process.
好，甚至我们讲说我要参加一个禅期好了，当你开始动念头，其实就开始参加禅期了。
So the same thing here. So when you want to go on a retreat, 7-day retreat, the moment you had the thought that I want to go on a 7-day retreat, you actually already started the process.
所以你知道说其实修行是重视过程的，重视这个过程。
That's why practicing Buddha Dhamma is very emphasized on the process.
所以你才知道说为什么文殊师利菩萨要让他先去参访这个在住在高山上的这位比丘，就让他先放下这个执着，慢慢这个过程其实本身就是修行。
Now you understand why the Manjushri Bodhisattva asked the good youth wells, the youth good wells to go visit the good knowing advisor on the top of a mountain, because the process itself is also a way of practice.
好，那么回来讲说，那这个德云比丘就跟他讲说，他不是问了很多问题吗？一定说菩萨怎么样能够学习菩萨行，怎么样能够修菩萨行，怎么样很快的进入普贤菩萨的这样的大愿。好，那这个德云比丘在跟他回答说，我呢，因为我是从在这个山上的这个境当中呢，我得到一种三昧啊，这种东西我可以在清净当中，我可以看到一切十方的国土，而且我也恭敬供养一切的诸佛，而且我常念一切诸佛如来，总持一切诸佛正法，常见一切十方佛。
So the Bhikshu Cloud of Virtue answered Youth Goodwell's question and said, good man, I have attained a comfortable and decisive power of understanding. My eye of faith is pure. My wisdom light radiates. Universally, I regard all states and have left behind all obstructions. I can skillfully contemplate. My universal eye is lucid and bright. I'm perfect with pure conduct. I can travel to the countries of the 10 directions, reverie and respect and make offerings to all Buddhas. I can forever mindful of all Buddhas. Thus come once, unite, uphold the proper Dharma of all Buddhas, and constantly behold all Buddhas of the 10 directions.
好，他说我这个法门叫什么？叫意念一切诸佛境界，智慧光明普见法门。
So my Dharma is called always mindful of all Buddhas, pure and with clarity Dharma.
他说这边看到一个意念，意念，意念佛。我们意念佛，我们当然可以念佛的法名，可是是常常常常去思忆，去忆想起佛，想起佛的什么？佛的佛号，佛的佛名，佛的相好庄严，佛国清净清净，这都是算是意念的部分。
So, my method is called the Dharma door of recollecting of the Buddha state of wisdom light and the universal vision. So my method is just thinking of Buddha all the time.And I can be mindful of the Buddha's universal power, Buddha's magnificent pure lands, and mindfulness of the Buddha that enables one to dwell securely within the powers and illuminating all directions.
意念的意思就是说他能够时常意念佛的相好庄严，意念佛的佛名。意念佛国净土的清净庄严。
So, be mindful of the Buddha means be mindful of the Buddha's good physical characteristics, be mindful of the Buddha's great, magnificent pure lands, mindful of Buddha's, names.
所以他只讲说，他说这样子，我怎么知道大菩萨怎么样去行这个清净法门呢？其实上他讲的非常客气，可是他本身这个法门就是一个非常清净的法门，对吗？
Although the Gundo Advisor was very humble, his method actually is a very pure and supreme method.
好，那这个德音比丘教了这个善财童子一个什么法门？就叫念佛的法门，念佛法门。
So actually, what type of method does this Gundo Advisor taught and teach Youth Good Wealth? It's actually a simple method. It's a method of reciting Buddha's names.
不是 recite the Buddha's name. Just recite the Buddha. 佛不是指他的名，就是佛，意念佛。我刚刚特别对意念这个佛，不只是佛的名号，还有佛的相号，佛国清净庄严，佛的愿力。都是所谓意念，都是念佛。
So the method is actually thinking of Buddha, all aspects of Buddha, and be mindful of Buddha all the time.
所以让他了解说，所追求这个佛道本身就是一种追求自心清净的道路。
Because the whole journey of practicing the Buddha Dharma is all about seeking your self nature, self pure.Buddha nature.
所以一切外境，好，包括外境的一些法门，其实都要回归到我们内心去体会。
So all the outside methods, Dharma doors, will all come back to our inner land, come back to our inner self nature, self peace.
大家有听懂吗？为什么这个第一位的善知识这么重要？文殊菩萨只是告诉他去参访一个住在高山上的一个比丘而已。可是你要不看不到那个背后的意思，你就觉得说我就是找一个人就回来了。那问问说，哎呦，什么方法？他告诉你的方法是他的方法，不是你的方法呀。
So do you understand why the Manjushri Bodhisattva asked the Youth Goodwill to visit this Gundo Advisor? because his method is just, you know, his method. If you don't learn and absorb and become your own method.
我们刚刚不在金刚经讲吗？一切有为法，如梦幻泡影，如如亦如电，应作如是观。
So it's just like what we just recited from the Diamond Sutra. All dharmas, all phenomena are empty. It's like just like the cloud, dew, morning dews.
一切都是梦幻泡影的。
So everything just like dreams and illusions.
所以意思是说，当你心清净的时候，一切境界都可以是开启你自心清净、自信佛性的境界。一切都是佛的境界。
So when your heart is pure and calm, when your mind is pure and calm, everything can be a manifestation of the Buddha.
要是你心不清净的时候，一切外境都是跟你贪嗔痴相应的。
But when your mind is not calm, is not pure, all phenomena are in accordance with your greed, hatred, and ignorance.
好。那接着这个德音比丘就跟他讲说，好，你往下请你去参访另外一个比丘，他住在哪里？住在海边，他叫海云比丘，海边的海，海云比丘。
So after that, then the cloud of virtue asked the youth goodwills to go visit the second good knowing advisor who lives near the sea.The name is, his name is Sea Cloud, picture Sea Cloud.
那这个海云比丘他住在海边齁，他住在海边，他当然看到那个大海呢，每一天那个潮来潮汐，潮来潮往，潮来潮往。我想我们都有因缘去海边，对吗？你看到那个潮汐有什么感觉？
So, because this, good knowing advisor, Sea Cloud, lives near the sea, so heobserves the sea every day, the tides every day, the tides come and go, come and go. So what do you think of the tides?
你会觉得说那就是潮来潮往嘛，齁，你觉得它就是一个自然现象嘛，齁，它就是一个周期现象嘛，是不是？我们都这样想，对吗？是不是这样？当然你会说，哦，有初一十五潮汐不一样，就只有这样，还有这吗？你还看到什么东西吗？
So when you're near at the seashore, when you see the waves come and go, you probably see, oh, it's just a natural phenomenon. What else would you think of?
就这个海云比丘在海边每天看到这个潮汐现象12年，他看到现象这个潮来潮往潮来潮往，他就发现他思维到这个大海的特性，海的特性广大无边，而且呢甚深难测，而且呢它是众生一切众生所住的场所。
So, the good knowing advisor lived at the sea for 12 years and he observed that phenomenon every day. And what he thought was, the sea is vast and broad, is the dwelling for all sentient beings.
结果呢，这个他这个12年当中呢，每天这样子观察这样子以后，结果他观察这个现象之后，不是心随境转，而是心安住在这个一切境界当中，安住在这一切的外境当中，安住在那里。
So when he observed the phenomenon every day, his mind does not changed by the outside phenomenon. His mind actually dwells in all phenomena.
那因为他的心很清净，很安住，所以有一天呢，结果海中就出现一朵大莲花。大莲花上面呢坐了一尊佛，这尊佛呢就来给海云比丘摩顶受记说法，给他教一个法门叫普言法门。
And because his mind is so calm and not affected by any phenomena, so one day, there was a big lotus coming out of the sea, and above the lotus there's a Buddha, and the Buddha came to, empower.Sea cloud, picture sea cloud, and so, give sea cloud a dharma door.
你说法师，我都没有看到佛来给我摩顶受记耶。
So you may ask at this point, but I never see the Buddha came out to empower me.
你说甚至说法师，我来东处已经30年了，我从来没有看到一尊佛来给我摩顶受记耶。
So you may even say that I have been coming to CMC for 30 years, but I have never seen the Buddha came out and empower me.
就像前面讲的，这些，假如说你的心都是这么 narrow， 你就想到只是想到自己，从来没想到众生。就是刚刚前面提到二生生人的那些缺点嘛，你都不晓得怎么样修般若心，不想要怎么利益众生的话，佛来给你摩定受记，你也看不到的啦。
Well, just like what I have said, if you have always just thinking about yourself, you will never know. Even when the Buddha came out and come to empower you, you will never realize because your mind is full of yourself.
我们当初的菩萨是很有福报的，还曾经很多人看过师父，对吗？师父当场讲了多少话？那每一句话都是一个摩顶受记耶。你们还认为没有吗？
So I think many people here are very blessed, and many of you have met Shifu before. And every time Shifu gave a lecture, it's just like empowering you. So did you feel that?
所以这个海缘比丘其实是以观海为法门，得到说普眼，然后看到一切现象。那这个海云比丘就跟这个善财同志讲说，他说啊，众生不种善根，不能发阿耨多罗三藐三菩提心，所以纵使有因缘，你也看不到啊。
So the sea cloud says, because all sentient beings don't plant good seeds, plant good merits. So even the Buddha came out and empowered you, you won't see it.
在佛经里面描述说，这个海云比丘在海边呢，就是这样的看来潮汐潮往，他看到有很多现象。他说大海是我一个修道的一个境界，你看你可以看到吗？我们去看大海都没看到什么，就看到潮来潮往。他说他就是一个我一个修行的境界，而且我常常思维这个大海的无边无量的广大无量，所以我用发一个利益心，无边无大的利益心，要利益一切众生。
So, the sea cloud says, every day I'm at the sea and saw this, phenomenon, and I contemplate that how vast the sea is, and I want to benefit all sentient beings.
他说这个大海非常的深，所以我没有办法测量到底大海有多深，所以我就从这当中发起一个大悲心。
Because the sea is so deep, and I can't even measure how deep it is, so I make a great vow.
所以我看到大海这样的状况，我发了一个安住心，安住在这个状态中。
So when I see the phenomenon, I make a vow that I will just let my mind rest in dwell in this phenomenon.
然后我看到大海能够容纳百川，容纳一切众生，所以我发一个心，我能够包容一切众生。
Because the sea, can be the places for all beings, the tolerance of the sea is great. So I make a vow that I want to, be able to help all sentient beings, tolerate all sentient beings.
比如说他看到大海，我们看到大海比较深的地方颜色比较深嘛，齁。深就黑色，深绿色，绿色甚至白色，对吗？他就看到这一切现象，我就发了一个心，我怎么样能够摄受一切众生。
So, because we can see there's all kinds of colors in the sea, different colors in the great sea. So, I pondered that and made a vow that, I will try to embrace all kinds of beings, use all kinds of means.
甚至于看到酝酿一切众生，我发了一个怎么样去守护众生的心。
And I even made a vow that how I can protect all beings.
然后甚至于说我发了一个心我怎么样，他说比如说大海能够容纳一切鱼云便是冰雹等等的，这样的大海里面，这个就好像一个大师傅一样，他可以容纳一切众生，能够接受一切法语。
So I see that in the great sea there are all kinds of fishes or creatures dwell in the sea. I pondered and made the vow thatI will be able to encompass all kinds of beings.
所以这个海云比丘就跟善财同志讲说啊，他说在这个世间上啊，我甚至没有看过一个所有一个东西，它的广博能够超过大海的。
So the sea cloud told the, Youth Goodwill said, I have never seen a thing that is so vast that can be compared to the sea.
甚至我没有看到一个树木的数量能够超过大海的。
And I haven't seen the numbers of trees can exceed the sea.
没有一个东西比大海更深邃的。
There's nothing deeper than the sea.
所以你看，我就想说，单单这样的看到大海，它有这么多层次，而且是关到众生，怎么样去照顾众生，那个发那个大菩提心。
So you see, when the sea cloud, observed the sea, contemplated the features of the sea, he made a great vow.
就是因为他发了他的这样念头之后，所以这个海中出现一个莲花，当然来给他摩顶受记。为什么？因为他其实发的就是大菩提心，不是吗？所以这尊佛来了，就给他摩顶受记。
Of course, after he made such great vows, there will be a lotus coming out of the sea to come to empower him because all his vows are great bodhisattva's vows.
当然在这个十二年当中，看到这个大海来去，他当然也参悟了这所谓的十二因缘法嘛。十二因缘法这个流转，这个贪恋生死嘛。所以他中间看到说啊，怎么样去还灭生死。
Of course, when he observes the coming and the going of the sea, he also contemplates the 12 links of dependent arising and thoroughly understand the death and the birth.
所以我就想说，我们今天只介绍两位善知识哈，因为在高山上是描述什么？每次这个善财童子要去参访过程，那个心里的那种急躁啊、渴望啊、执着啊那样的心态。当他看到的时候，那个比丘给他说的法，那他介绍他去参访这个海因比丘。海因比丘我们看来其实没什么，就住在一个海边的一个出家人而已。可是在十二年当中，他观到在这个大自然这个潮来潮往的现象的时候，他发了这么多的心，这么多的心。
So we can see, so far,The Manjushri Bodhisattva told Youth Goodwill to visit the first Gunoin advisor, Cloud of Virtue, who lives on the top of the mountain. And during the process, the Youth Goodwill can eventually calm his mind and not be so anxious. And when he saw the Cloud of Virtue referred him to the second Gunoin advisor, Bhikshu Sea Cloud, who actually is just it could be an ordinary monk living near the sea.But because Sea Cloud observed the sea for 12 years and he uses all kinds of features or characteristics of the sea to generate great vows.
所以我们讲说你学法不要学贪多吧，不贪多对吗？一个法门好好的用，其实从当中一个法门就是一切法门对吧？
So from this you can see we don't need to be...too greedy, too seeking, to learn all kinds of methods. If you can use one method well, you can benefit a lot.
所以当然了，最后这个海云比丘在跟他讲说，我的方法就只有这个方法而已。好，他说呢，众生来到我的这个地方参访的时候，我就告诉他这个法门而已，让他安住在这个法门而已。
So the sea cloud told the youth Goodwills.I just have this one method, and everyone who visits me, I will just teach him this one method.
可是你觉得这是一个法门吗？
But actually, do you think this is just one method?
这一个法门就是一切法门。
So one method is all methods.
好，所以我想我要回到我今天问的两个问题。第一个是文殊师利菩萨为什么要让他第一个去参访这个德云比丘？你有答案了吗？
So now I want to come back to my original questions. So first question is why Manjushri Bodhisattva asked the youth Goodwill to visit the first Gunoin advisor, Cloud of Virtue. Do you have the answer?
为什么德云比丘要让他去参访这个海云比丘？你有答案了吗？
Do you have the answer why the Manjushri Bodhisattva asked him to visit the Cloud of Virtue?
好，当然这个海云比丘还会让他去参访第三位嘛，好，第三位叫做善住比丘。
Of course, the second knowing advisor, Sea Cloud, will ask him to visit the third one, who is called the Bhikshu Good Dwelling.
这个善住比丘更殊胜，他住在虚空中。
The third one is even more special because he lives in the empty space.
好，我想我们今天要停在这个地方。哦，其实听法不贪多，听懂了就有用。真的在听的话，假设你不住心，听多了都没有用的。每一句法都能够善用才是最好的。
I think that's all for today. Just like what I said, it doesn't matter how much you listened or learned. The more important thing is if you can learn one method well and apply it to daily life, then it's really good.
所以今天说的这样子，你们还满意吗？
So, are you happy about this talk today?
好，谢谢大家。那我们一起来念回向偈。
Thank you, everyone. Let's recite the verses on merit transfer.